"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hey, hey, welcome everybody. And so I guess it's Freedom from Face Diaper Day.
Yes, no more face diapers on public transportation.
I burned all mine. Oh, wait, that's not allowed under the pollution laws.
Oh, yeah, let's have a face diaper burning. Wouldn't that be fun? Everybody get together and throw it in a big bonfire.
I think you suggested that 2 years ago when you were already tired of this.
I was tired.
Kind of discussion about burning the masks.
There should be.
They did that in some other state. I forget. Some woman did a whole mask burning thing.
Well, the whole thing is an expression of religion, so it would be fitting to end it with like a religious sacrifice ceremony, because that's exactly what it represents. It just represents people's religious belief without any rational thinking.
It conjures up book burning. Sounds.
I'd throw some books in there too.
Outrageous.
Any of the books that recommended mask wearing.
Some of the, what do you call them, progressive liberal media outlets are doing this story. This is met with either elation or dread.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sick of those people.
As we told you last night, the airlines went along with this pretty quickly. And most of the major airlines say, you know, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
They've got this pesky thing called science. The science of the HEPA filtration systems on the jet planes means that the air recirculates completely every 2 minutes. It's the highest quality air filtration system that you can practically have. Yeah. So there is no threat of getting the virus on a plane anymore. That's something from 2019. That's not 2022. So all the CEOs went to Congress at a hearing and said, no, we don't need it anymore. It's stupid.
Well, then there's David Friedman. No.
Who's that?
David Friedman is a professor and president-elect of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from him.
Do you get their magazine?
No, I don't, and I don't want to hear from the guy.
Keep up with the latest in tropical medicines.
He says,
while planes are equipped with high-quality filtration systems and the air is circulated often, Dr. Friedman noted there are times when masking is especially helpful, including in the airport, at the gate, on the air bridge, and in the plane before the engines are running and pulling the fresh air into the cabin. So how's that for narrowing it down?
Okay, but he's not disagreeing with
No, but he will continue to wear his N95 mask.
So what he's saying there, if you're in a place where they don't have these ill air filtration systems, there might be a little risk. Well, that's exactly what the airline CEOs have been saying for months. If you're on the plane and the plane is running, you've got nothing to worry about.
Right, he agrees with that. He's just saying it's not there all the time. There's many other places when you travel that you won't have this high quality air filtration system when you're waiting to board
and then
before the engines get going and start putting it into
like your house, like your office.
It's science, John. The engines need to be running and pulling the fresh air in for the filtration.
So he's saying that in normal life you don't have a HEPA air filtration system because you don't have this in your house generally. You don't have this in
your office. Well, he's talking about air travel. It's not there all the time.
Well, it's not there all the time is my point.
Well, we're just talking about air travel. We're not talking about all the time.
But I'm saying it's not an extra.
I'm trying to help Deborah Mark because she's going to continue to mask and she wants reasons to tell people why.
Well, I don't even want to catch a cold. I don't want to
That's what another guy said in the story. I noticed that I get less illness now that I've been wearing my mask. Good. I'm going to continue.
A feeble little weasel. Not you.
Oh, thank you.
You're a girl. It's different.
Why is it different?
It is
different. Because he's sexist.
Huh? No, guys shouldn't do that.
So guys want to get sick?
No, guys should be able to tough out sickness.
Tough out. See, yeah. He's got these...
Girls, I understand.
Provincial.
That's just, yeah, that's silly.
Sex roles.
It's not
right?
Silly.
It is silly. Nobody wants guys, to get sick. Guys,
but I told
girls.
You that yesterday. He would come in hacking all over the desk there because he thinks he needs to tough it out.
How many guys do you think are wearing masks now?
But it's not about toughing it
now?
Out. It's about, yeah, I don't want to get sick from you.
I mean, but the thing is, the virus is around all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. So,
do you really believe that the air is really being recycled in a healthy way on an airplane? You really think that's changed?
I do, actually.
Really?
I think they did. Yeah, I think they did upgrade their filtration systems.
We spent a ton of tax money on crap like that. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Besides that, I don't want to wear the stupid thing. It's suffocating. It makes me crazy.
Well, you don't have to wear it.
I'm not going to.
You can get sick. I'm going to wear it, and hopefully I won't get sick.
You know what? We got a story today. They compared like 2 years' worth of data, all the states that had mask mandates and all the states that didn't, and there was no difference. The masks didn't prevent anything.
I will feel better when somebody's hot, when they're hacking away and they're sneezing that my face is covered. I told you, way before coronavirus, I would lift my shirt up over my face when somebody would sneeze.
Ooh. Well.
In a very discreet way, John.
I have an urge to sneeze.
Yeah, I still don't like it when I'm near somebody in a restaurant and they start sneezing. I kind of turn away too.
Yes, it's disgusting. I mean, we've learned
right. If I can help it. Yeah.
Right, we've learned the airflow of a sneeze and a cough.
Why did that woman in row 6 take off her top as somebody sneezed?
I didn't say I took my top off.
Okay, all right.
Now
you lifted it up over your head.
Hey, Ken, what is going on with this John Cobell guy here?
Is this the show and I'm not here? Is this what he's doing, chasing you around the room?
No, he's on his best behavior.
He's off to a start here.
I like to agitate the hall monitor.
Predictably in L.A. County, not that anybody we know rides the buses or the subways. They're asking you to continue wearing the masks. Well, I mean, asking isn't the same as requiring.
No. And the thing is, now, on a bus... I think a mask is probably helpful if a homeless person flees feces at you. This way will protect the feces from...
Say fleas feces?
Fleas, yes.
Flings.
Sorry, flings. Yes. Or he might flee feces.
Yeah, flings, I don't think feces. There's good air filtration on buses.
No, there isn't. I mean,
you can open a window, right?
How many like bodily functions do you have to worry about when you board a bus? Like, how many... I mean, just think about all the things that could happen. There was somebody. Did I save it? There was somebody today on the Nextdoor app that had a bodily function situation they had to deal with.
And you're reading this?
Yes, yes. Here we go.
Why would you want to read somebody's story of a bodily function what gone awry?
No, ran into a homeless person nearby my house.
Oh,
okay, here we go. Here we go. Last night around 10:30 p.m., I was walking my dog and was cornered by a very large and very deranged and inebriated man. He approached me and verbally harassed me while I walked past him and ignored him. He then proceeded to follow me and expose himself to me, completely pulling his junk out of his pants.
Oh.
I was able to get away and drag my dog in front of a neighbor's doorway and yell at him to get away. Her 60-pound pit bull did absolutely nothing. So he was wearing a pink flamingo backpack with dangly feet.
Dangly feet.
6 feet tall, overweight. Wow, that's very red in the face like a tomato. And this guy's pulling his stuff out at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, we have a listener who she said she works in downtown L.A., and she sent us three pictures. And she goes, sometimes, though, you have to laugh, and it's... three homeless people exposed.
There's one guy walking with his pants down. You can clearly see his pee-pee as he's struggling right along the sidewalk. There's another woman whose whole rear end is showing.
It's like standing in line at Walmart. It's terrible.
It's the breakdown of society.
I know. So I'm saying you get on a bus, COVID's the least of your worries.
Right.
If you walk out off the bus and all you have is COVID, that's a win. You had a good day.
All right. We have more coming up. We'll be talking to Alex Stone after 3 o'clock for more detail on the end of the face diaper. Well, for most people. I still see people wearing them, even outside. Nothing changes in some people's lives. This is forever. Yes. And we said that, remember? We said, who's going to forever mask?
Yes. Yeah, they're permanently emotionally scarred, or they've joined the cult.
Right. It's to like be clear, Deborah Mark's not a forever masker. She's just a forever plain masker.
Absolutely.
Right. And she has a tendency to join religious cults. So.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, that vegetarian, vegan
it's
thing.
It's not a cult?
Yes. Okay.
I thought, is there a story I don't know?
I don't know about it either.
All right, we got more coming up.
That's a good first 10 minutes.
Oh, fantastic.
Everybody's upset. John and Ken.
More on the end of the face diapers, particularly when it comes to public transit, after 3 o'clock with Alex Stone. By the way, you can also get in an Uber without a mask. I used one this past weekend. I forgot completely about it until I started to open the door, and I said, oh, yeah, you're right. You still have to wear masks in these cars. Mm. So
I think in the last 30 days, I only put on a mask once, and it was under protest.
Oh.
My wife wanted to look at a house, and whoever the owner of the house was had this snippy real estate agent. The owner prefers that everyone wear masks as they tour the house. You know what? I don't want your house. Going back in the car.
You're moving again?
We're just speculating on long-term plans.
Okay.
My wife is a real estate hound. She can't. Every time she passes a for sale sign, we have to stop.
Make sure your home is worth more or better looking.
As the kids grow up and, you know,
that's true. You're out of three, too big a place.
You know, it gets to be too big a place.
Yeah.
Property taxes are too excessive, you know.
Yeah. Is it out of state?
Not at the moment, no.
I know. That's how a lot of people are feeling.
But, you know, make me an offer.
Better off out of state. Big story today. The man that shot and killed Jacqueline Avant, the Beverly Hills woman who lived with her husband, the music executive Clarence Avant. This happened on December 1st. We spent a lot of time covering it in the weeks that followed. And we believe it's a big reason that people like Rick Caruso are doing pretty good in the polls among voters they might not ordinarily do well with. It's sad to say, but when a crime like this happens on the West Side in a neighborhood like Beverly Hills, it wakes people up to realize things are really not going well here. They're not safe. This man today, Ariel Maynor, he pled guilty. And he did get a sentence today to 150 years in prison. 3 life prison terms. The story that broke last night is apparently, and again, it's another one of these jailhouse phone calls. He bragged to a friend in a phone call from jail that, I'll only serve, 20 to 25 years because L.A. County prosecutors did not file special circumstances murder that could have meant life without parole or the death penalty. But George Gascon's office did eventually seek 150 years to life with a 3 strikes enhancement, plus a consecutive 43-year term for other crimes. But again, we've talked about this so much over and over again. These criminals know when they commit these crimes who the DA is and which way the case may head. I mean, yesterday we covered another story where a guy is so happy with Gascon he wants to get his face tattooed, or rather his face tattooed with Gascon's name.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that sick? They want to tattoo Gascon's name. I mean, he's become such an icon to criminals. He's like on the Mount Rushmore for violent criminals, this Gascon. That's how sick it is. I want to know, there's somebody on the inside of the jail system that's leaking all these audio tapes, though. Because we've got yesterday the Gascon tattoo lover.
Yeah, the tattoo guy.
We got James Tubbs, who talked about how he faked his transgender status to get a better deal. And then, this recording of Maynor calling some woman and laughing about the killing.
Yeah, some female friend, and apparently he laughed, and she actually said, that's not funny, that's somebody's life. We don't know who this person was.
Yeah.
But Maynor continued to say, well, it's all over the news. You think my mama's seen it, though? Wow. Yeah,
he's dumb as a rock. He's got, he claims he's got schizophrenia and bipolar. And he was first arrested when he was 12. 12. And he was paroled 3 months before he killed Jacqueline Avant. Now, who's the name of the parole officer who signed off on that? The Avant family might want to have a word with that guy. Why is his name not in the papers? Because
sometimes it's not a... when it comes from Prop 57, it kind of just comes out of the system. That's what they do.
Yeah, I know, but there's somebody... See, they have a lot of discretion in the corrections department.
They have like a list of names, and they have their crimes, and they have all their... And they just sit there and go, all right, well, this one, this one, this one.
Yeah, well, all right, who's doing that? Who's the person who did this one, this one, this one?
Might be a computer program. I don't know.
Well, somebody... Yeah, but somebody
spits out names of guys we should release because we got to... You know, comply with Prop 57, or at least tens of thousands of inmates.
The thing is, Prop 57, it gives the department discretion. Doesn't mandate specific.
Oh, I know, but they want to follow it because this is the agenda empty the prisons.
Okay, but the discretion is very wide. When you have a guy who gets a 10 or 20 year sentence, well, that means by definition you have 10 or 20 years worth of leeway which way you want to go. You know, you could use your discretion to give them 20% off, you give them 50% off, you can give them 70% off. So who has come up with the formula and how's it being applied? Because on the one hand, I think it was the judge was describing this guy as very violent. And if that's true, and it is, then how is a very violent person getting off early so he was available to shoot Jacqueline Avant?
Yeah.
How come you have somebody in the justice system saying, oh, my God, this guy's a really bad guy, and someone else saying, let's give him a break?
Yeah, and of course, his defense, although he pled guilty, there was no trial. He was 21 and homeless at the time of his first robbery conviction. He shoved a woman to the ground and kicked her in the face in Hollywood. Then he's arrested again for robbery in 2018, but while in jail, he reported suffering bipolar disorder. Said he was taking medication to treat schizophrenia, and here we go.
Maynor actually bragged, I'm going to get out of jail. I'll probably do like 20, 25 years. Get out. You feel me? You feel me. And there's somebody who's educated. You feel me?
And look at that. I mean, Gascon used three strikes law. It's a good thing we have it, huh? California law requires most older inmates or those who have served 20 consecutive years in state prison to be eligible for parole. But Gascon's prosecutors sought to ensure Maynor would not qualify for early release because he has two previous convictions. Though Gascon does not seek life without parole in his cases, he said that the de facto sentence will result in Maynor spending the rest of his life in prison.
So let's talk about this, though. He didn't go for the death penalty. He didn't go for life without parole. He didn't file any special circumstances, you know, a gun enhancement for use of the gun. Look at all the things. He didn't violate any of his sicko policies that apply to most of the other cases. This guy committed so many crimes that they still were able to stitch together a life sentence anyway.
Right.
But he didn't violate any of his procedures. Gascon is so stubborn. He realized this case had gotten so much bad publicity, and it's financing a lot of Hollywood people. Well, it's caused a lot of Hollywood people to finance the recall, that he realized he had to come up with a way not to violate his principles, but at the same time put this guy away and end this story. Because if he did it his normal way, he would have been out in 20 years.
And this guy proved that you're right to support the recall because he was bragging about how I'll be out in 20 to 25 years. Look who the DA is. It didn't turn out that way for him, but it will in other cases that are less high profile.
Right. And you know
what? You were right. This was a reaction by Gascon, and we got to make sure this guy goes away for a long time because they're going to follow this story till the end.
And you had today Eric Sadal from the Association of District Attorneys.
Who's coming on at 5.
Yeah. He's got a letter out saying, you know, Gascon basically is full of crap. because he's trying to take credit for putting away Maynor. And they had to go to court to force Gascon in these kinds of cases to do the prosecution that was done, because Gascon put out an order that would not have put Maynor away for this long. And the assistant DAs went to court, and a judge ruled against Gascon, saying, that's illegal. You got to follow the law. So Gascon was forced to follow the law against his will, and he still did not sentence him to life, did not sentence him to the death penalty, did not sentence him to any enhancements.
As we mentioned, we'll be talking to Eric with the L.A. County Association of Deputy District Attorneys after 5 o'clock for more detail on this. This was the shooter that killed Jacqueline Avant in Beverly Hills in her own home. And I might add, went off and tried to rob another home in Hollywood, but shot himself in the foot, so the cops caught up with them. That's what kind of person we're talking about, who got this 150-year sentence.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up.
When they caught him when he was 12, they should have put him away forever. John and Ken, KFI. Here's the line I was looking for about Gascon.
Yeah.
And the life sentence. Well, technically, it's not a life sentence, but it adds up to a life sentence of Ariel Maynor, the killer of Jacqueline Avant. Gascon himself said that Maynor has been in the system since he was 12 years old. It speaks to the failure of the criminal justice system. He rated as the highest of most violent offenders in the prison system. Now, Gascon thinks Maynor was one of the worst, most violent offenders in the system. How did he get out 3 months before Jacqueline Avant was killed? How did that happen? And when he talks about failure of the criminal justice system, what's he speaking about? The failure not to keep him in prison? I want to know. I want to know who let him out.
Gascon thinks it's a failure because we did not change this man.
Yeah, well,
that's how he looks at it.
What are you going to do with a bipolar schizophrenic who's extremely violent?
We're not supposed to just imprison people. We're supposed to take them under our care.
And do what? To
caress them and massage them and make them good people again.
Oh, is that how it works?
Something like
that. I didn't know that. Oh, it's a caressing and massaging. All right.
It's a whole corrective idea that he has. That's the failure he refers to.
Yeah. See, nobody.
We don't have the programs to make these people good people. Well,
what is the program, though? When you go to the program and show me the success stories, you show me a guy who's been in prison since 12. His family abandoned him. He grew up in foster care. And we know what that's like. And he's schizophrenic and he's bipolar. And you show me the program that fixes that. I mean, he's willing to wander around in the dark at night, bust into people's homes, and blast them to death.
He wasn't too mentally ill to rob places, was he?
No. He could focus on that, but some kind of impulse control?
Yeah, I'm skeptical of these mental illnesses.
Yeah.
He knows that George Gascon has these policies which could have let him out in 25 years. He also knows that that's a good defense. Yeah. Cite all sorts of mental illness.
Yeah.
Even fake it if you have to, if you get examined.
Maybe they're all one of these fake, lazy, woke reporters could ask somebody in the justice system, so what's the secret program that he missed out on?
Here comes your border update. Holy mackerel, the month of March was the most apprehensions of all during the Biden era. Now, how many times have we talked about chaos on the border in the last year and some odd months that this man's been president?
Every day.
March was the worst. 210,000 apprehensions. They also grabbed another 11,000 people at the port of entry. And according to this data, almost half of the illegal immigrants that were nabbed last month were actually ousted under Title 42. All right, so we lost half. We lost about 100,000 of those 200,000 that were nabbed. That's not going to happen beginning about a month from now when the Biden administration ends Title 42.
You know,
what do you think the surge is going to be then when the message gets back that, they can no longer turn us away under this COVID thing?
These woke jerks in Biden's administration are in a corner right now because they have a revolt from any Democrats in Congress who could see that it's going to be a bloodbath, is putting it mildly. It's going to be a horrific bloodbath in November. And they could see that the immigration policy is not only a disaster practically, but it's a disaster politically. people hate it, and they're going to vote on it. It's going to be one of the main issues people vote on.
So it was the worst month for the Border Patrol since March of 2000, when there was 220,000 illegal immigrants apprehended. So you can see it's a 22-year record.
COVID, Title 42 is a COVID policy. Meantime, they're unwinding all these COVID policies, such as the face diaper mandate, right?
Yes.
It's clear that officially this whole COVID thing is over. But they're going to insist that it's not over at the border. You see, it doesn't quite line up. They can't claim, hey, don't worry, we're past the pandemic, live your life. Oh, except the immigrants here, that still can infect them, or they're still infected and they're going to come to. See, it doesn't line up anymore, but it's the only tool they have left because Biden dismantled all the other Trump tools that worked.
There are even some Democrats in Congress asking for some sort of replacement. Some sort of way, because they know what's going to happen. There's going to be a rush you would not believe, because for the past year and 3 months, the world knows that Biden says, come to the border. But we turned them back, thanks to Title 42.
And
when that ends, they're going to have to come up with something else. That's what they're asking Congress to do.
The best policy was Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. And that's where he made a deal with the Mexican president to hold these people in Mexico, indefinitely. And that if they did it, they would get, trade perks. Maybe they'd get government assistance from the U.S. And if they didn't do it, they were going to face nasty tariffs, nasty trade penalties. And it worked on the Mexican president, and they didn't let people out who had traveled to Mexico from other countries. They weren't allowed to continue to the U.S. border. Remain in Mexico worked. The only reason Biden dismantled it is because Trump had done it and was successful with it. So I think somebody said the other day it was just out of spite. And when you do political policy out of spite, you end up with a very bad outcome. Because Trump was right on it, and it was a perfect policy, and all the anti-Trump hounds can't stomach it. But it's
the
truth.
They just wanted to go opposite Trump.
Yeah. Right?
Whatever he did, let's reverse it without thinking. You know what else came out of these numbers? Half the people that were apprehended in March did not come from Mexico and Northern Central America.
Yeah.
In fact, Cubans, more than 32,000 were caught by Customs and Border Protection agents at the southern border. Colombia, more than 15,000 people. There was a massive spike in the number of Mexicans rushing the border, one of their highest numbers in a year. But El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras have plummeted from their high of nearly 95,000 last July to just 45,000 in March. See, Kamala Harris, she got it right. She went there and said, don't come, remember?
Well, they're not. They didn't run that message in Cuba and Colombia. India, too, had a record number of migrants.
Yeah, that's unusual.
They're flying from all over the world into Mexico. And then
and
they head to our
there's
border.
There's Ukrainians coming, too.
Yeah, and Russians.
Reasons. And Russians.
No, everybody's coming. Really, there's 200 countries. They're all coming.
And why are they coming? Because they know that Biden has flipped everything Trump did. I mean, remember this. Trump ran for president and the wall was his big issue. Everywhere he went was build that wall when he ran in 2016. And then when he became president, he did some things that did restrict the migration flow. The world knows this, particularly people who are interested in coming to America. So they knew with Biden's win, everything was going to be reversed.
You just got to Google it on your phone, and then you know whether the door's open or not.
Yeah, and it's big news and media in these countries because that's their audience. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken KFI.
All right, Freedom from Face Diaper Day. We'll talk to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, about what's going on around the country with that decision yesterday from a federal judge in Florida that got the ball rolling all this when she threw out the CDC rule for wearing a mask on public transportation. Most people feel that's the airlines, people that get on buses and trains, but a lot of it dealt with the airlines. And the decision that was made late last night so far from the Biden administration is not to challenge it. And the airlines and the airports said, your choice. So we'll find out what's going on with Alex on that report after 3 o'clock. We continue to talk about the U.S.-Mexico border. It's a whole different subject, and it is about animals. And she's probably not going to like this too much, although there's a way Deborah Mark can help.
I can help?
you can. You may not know this, but well, you do know there's a lot of Ukrainians trying to get into the United States, and they're coming, making their way to the Mexico-America border there near like Tijuana.
Yeah.
And then they migrate into the U.S. They cannot bring their dogs. Oh. Ukraine is on a United States list of high risk for rabies. There are 50 countries on that list. So if you show up as Ukrainian with the dog under your arm, the dog cannot enter the U.S. This is devastating some people who didn't know this and got all the way to the border with their little animal, and they're being told by Border Patrol, that's as far as you're going to go with that dog.
Can't they show that the dog has been vaccinated against rabies?
Doesn't work.
What?
But the solution does involve you. What if some of them are doing, according to this story in the New York Times, is they're finding Americans in Mexico, and the Americans are ferrying the dogs across for them because Border Patrol doesn't know you have an American passport. They think you're an American. Mexico is not a country that's on the high rabies list. In you go. Even though you're carrying the little Ukrainian dog, they don't know the difference.
So they don't check.
The dog doesn't have papers or a passport. They don't know.
Well, maybe they should.
They think it's just your dog.
Right.
And you're an American with an American passport. And you're in Mexico where it's not a high rabies country. So and that's why I'm saying, Deborah, go down to Tijuana.
Okay.
See if you can help ferry across Ukrainian dogs.
I bet you rescue groups are doing that right now.
I think there have been some. The story focuses on a Ukrainian family and their little... all the dogs in the story here are just these tiny little yip-yip things. Isn't that what you have?
No. Mine are... Well, one of them...
I guess they're easy to travel with.
Oh, so your dogs people... must be yip-yip dogs.
They're not. My new one...
They don't have annoying high-pitched barks?
My new exactly one has a very loud, piercing bark, but my other one hardly ever barks.
You know, that kind of excited, out of control.
Yeah, I know.
No. Seriously, my dogs are not that way.
The smaller they are, the more annoying they are. That goes for people, too.
Yeah. Well. Is that personal? Or?
No. Just a general observation.
Yeah. So the story focuses on Natasha Hertsenko, a lifelong resident of Ukraine. She'd always dreamed of having a fluffy white dog. So when she started working, she's now 30, used her first two paychecks to buy a purebred mini Maltese puppy. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, they're very cute.
She brought Eddie home to her home in Kyiv, which she shared with her older sister. But of course, 8 years later with the war, they decided to leave. They first went to Poland, Germany, Portugal. Wow. Eventually for the United States, where they had friends in Virginia. The little tiny dog. They got all the way to Tijuana. And then they heard the news. Dogs from Ukraine were in most cases not allowed into the U.S.
So you can't get the vaccine.
And by the way, they did have this dog. Where is it in the story here? They had this dog checked and vaccinated and all this stuff, but it's
so that's not fair. If a dog isn't exhibiting signs of rabies, I don't know. Can a dog have rabies without exhibiting any signs of rabies?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So then why don't you just have a vet at the border and check out the dogs?
Yeah.
Especially if they've already vaccinated.
Exactly.
His first rabies shot in Poland and another shot in Germany, where veterinarians also inoculated him against parasites. They put a microchip in his neck, gave him paperwork with an international ID to ensure he could
travel. Bring him on in.
Eric says, I think it's true that the animal has to be dead to test for rabies.
Well, yeah, I think we talked about that on the show.
Did.
But what I'm saying is I always thought that an animal would show symptoms of being ill. I can't imagine an animal that has rabies is perfectly fine.
No, probably there's a delay.
Okay, but these animals were vaccinated.
Yeah, I think it's
safe.
It's too much.
Plus, all of our dogs, presumably, are vaccinated.
I think you should be a dog smuggler.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to look into that. I'm going to be talking to some vets and fit. Well, actually, there seems to be a vet shortage, so I doubt there are any vets available to go to the border and do this.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to want to smuggle.
Yeah, because it says here, Americans arriving with dogs from low-risk or rabies-free countries don't even have to present the rabies vaccine certificate or special permit.
So it's not illegal, though? Like, if they actually caught you smuggling a Ukrainian dog, would you be in trouble?
That might be an issue, right? That might be. Well, Eddie eventually got into the U.S., even though they had to wait a couple of days for someone to carry him in, some American, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's plenty of dog lovers willing to do this, but probably not enough.
Wow.
That's sad.
That is really sad.
You make it all the way from Ukraine without getting blasted by the Russians, and then you got to give up your dog at the last minute.
No, there has to be some workaround. Seriously. I can't. Yeah. No.
Well, I guess this is the workaround. You got to find a willing smuggler.
Yeah, that's why I want to send you there. We'll see you.
Okay, you know what? Get me the time off. I will take a week off.
Okay.
A week?
A week, and I will go.
Sure, because 5 days will be at a resort.
No, I'll be at the border dealing with the dogs.
Nice try.
I would rather be at the border dealing with the dogs.
All right.
Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
All right, freedom from the face diapers. We'll talk to Alex Stone, see what he can tell us about where this is going next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.